In this flash, in ActionScript 3 lesson, I'll demonstrate how you can allow your users to full screen any websites or applications you want. I made it to where it retains the stage elements, all your buttons, background, any images, text, and everything on the stage. The size will be retained when they hit full screen. That way it won't distort any of your stage elements when they do full screen. And I also made it to where the full screen toggles, the same button will toggle between full screen up and full screen back down to normal. So let's hit the toggle full screen button. Right now it's rendered in the browser here, and I just made a little dummy site. These buttons don't even work, and I put a little fake footer here. And so let's hit the toggle full screen button, and you can see it full screens it. And it has that press escape to exit full screen nifty message that runs across the screen for a second. And then if you hit, you might not be able to see it in the video, but if you hit the toggle full screen button again, it goes back to normal. Or you can go to full screen and then hit escape like it tells you to there, and it goes back to normal. But I just put the, I just made the button toggle full screen, that way they had a little more clear indication of how to get back to normal view, because some people don't realize that they can hit escape and go back to normal view. So I made a toggle for you, and let's go ahead and close this out and look at the file here. Now the file on the main scene has one keyframe, and it has the full screen ActionScript 3 code layer on top. And that's right there. And then it has the whole site movie clip underneath it. And you'll see it's one movie clip that has everything in it. And if you double click inside of that, you'll have your toggle full screen button here, which is on the top layer. Site logo, which is on that layer. Page data is on that layer. Footer and the fake buttons are on that layer. And the background's on that layer. So everything's like kind of just structured out like a site would be in Flash. But nothing's actually working, except this toggle full screen button. And all that's on this layer, on the code, on the actions panel, if you press F9 and get your actions panel, you'll see that there's one line in there. It's an event listener for the full underscore BTN, which is this button here. And you can see down here in the properties inspector, it says full underscore BTN. And so there's an event listener, and what the event listener is doing is telling on click, on mouse click, execute the function called full screen up that's on the parent movie clip to this one. The parent movie clip is scene one here. And so it instructs it when that's pressed by the user to execute this code on the main scene. And the code is what it's doing is we're creating a Boolean variable that just switches between true and false when we need it to down here in the function. And these three lines here are the ones that will keep your stage elements. For instance, if you comment out these three lines, you'll see that your stage elements, they distort when it full screens. So I added these three lines to make it to where it retains the all of your stage elements to where they won't distort and it'll still full screen. So those are very important, those three lines. And there's also the alignment is set in there. And then we have the function that runs when the button is pressed right here. And there's one conditional inside that checks to see if the Boolean value is false or true. And if it's false, it'll execute the code to full screen up. And then if it's true, which it sets it to true right here, so if this happens, then it switches it to true, and then this switches it back to false. That way it'll go back to this when it needs to. But in the else statement of this conditional, we're saying go back to normal. So in this condition, we go to full screen, and then in the else we go back to normal. And so that's how it toggles in between full screen and normal. And that's pretty much it for the code. The code is really simple, And one very important thing, and it won't work unless you go down here into your Properties Inspector and press on the Publish Settings. You press the Settings buttons there and bring up the settings. And then go to HTML tab, and you'll see that you have some options here in Template. You have to press Flash Only, Allow Full Screen. By default, it'll say Flash Only. Switch that to say Flash Only, Allow Full Screen. This is a very important step to making full screen capable inside of your applications, okay? So then you press OK, and then when you publish out, you'll then have full screen capabilities using that little bit of code that I showed you, and that you'll be able to see if you go and download this FLA file. Then you press full screen, and voila! Then you toggle back. And that's pretty much it. Let's see. And it's nice to use a background if you can in CSS. That way, and then make the window transparent here in your publish settings as well. You can go into your settings and under HTML, window mode, transparent. And that's how you do that. But that's pretty much it. We'll see you next lesson.